You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ngā Taonga Tūturu, Treasured Māori Portraits is a new exhibition showing at Auckland Art Gallery Toiho Tāmaki. Co-curated by Senior Curator of Māori Art, Nathan Pōhio, and Curator of Historical New Zealand Art, Dr. Jane Davidson-Ladd, the exhibition brings together whakaero and oil paintings from the gallery's collection, offering insights into the significance of tūpuna representations within te ao Māori. The exhibition displays a selection of 9 whakaero for the first time since 1915, after being on long-term loan to Tāmaki Painga Hera, Auckland War Memorial Museum, as well as 18 Gottfried Lindauer portraits featuring tūpuna from across the motu, and the first public display of Lindauer's painting of Karaitiana Te Rango, Ngāti Tamakōpiri, Ngāti Whitikaupeka, and Ngāti Tamawhiti in 1885, as gifted to the gallery earlier this year in memory of Rangi Katukua Utiku and Riria Lydia Utiku. I had a kōrero with co-curator Dr. Jane Davidson-Ladd about the exhibition and the curation process with Nathan. I wanted to start with portraiture in general. What is the significance of representations of tūpuna in te ao Māori?
So working with my colleague Nathan Pōhio, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, who's senior curator Māori at the gallery and co-curator of the exhibition, I've developed quite significant insights into what tūpuna representations mean within te ao Māori. And it's really about a connection to whakapapa and to your ancestors and what that means. And whakapapa has such a deep meaning within te ao Māori for Māori in terms of their connection to their past. And in some ways the portraits keep a sense of their ancestors alive, and the deeds that they did, the achievements they had, their mana, their rangatiratanga.
And kind of what insight can the works in this exhibition provide into understanding the significance of tūpuna representations in te ao Māori?
Well, for the first time in a very long time, the gallery is having the Lindauer portraits displayed alongside whakaaro, so Māori carvings. And the whakaaro were actually part of our founding collection. They were gifted by Sir George Grey, but they've been on deposit at Auckland Museum since 1915. So this is the first time they've been in the building alongside the portraits. And Nathan wanted to bring the whakaaro together with the portraits so that you get the sense of the continuing nature of portraiture across genres. So one of the things for Māori is that they were very quick to adopt oil portraiture and photography because they saw the value of preserving their ancestors through those medium, and having them alongside the carvings gives that sense of continuum and the sort of continual cultural value that is placed on portraits of ancestors.
100%. And as you said, this exhibition is featuring Lindauer's historical oil portraits alongside whakaaro. Can you tell me a little bit more about the process for selecting works for Ngā Taonga Tūturu?
So it's an entirely collection-based exhibition, and in terms of selecting the carvings, we worked entirely using the Grey collection. So Nathan did that selection before I joined the team, and we basically selected the popo panels that were available within the collection. So there are 7 popo and 2 whakawai door jams. In terms of the Lindauer portraits themselves, we have a very deep collection of Lindauer works. I think we have 64 or 65 portraits by Lindauer.
Wow.
And so there's a huge range. And so what we did was we started with Tamaki Makaurau as the sort of the centre and worked as a spiral outwards. But we were also interested to try and give some time to portraits that are perhaps less known. And the people may be less known, but their stories are just as fascinating. And so you have, you know, people who may not be everyday names, but have such fascinating lives and tell us so much about themselves and about the 19th century.
That's beautiful. And you've been talking a bit about co-curating with Nathan Pōhio. What is the significance of having Māori and Pākehā art historical voices in the curation process for this exhibition?
I think it allows us to tell a much bigger and more interesting story. Nathan has a wonderful access to Te Ao Māori and understanding and knowledge about whakaero that is not sort of within my background. I've done a lot of work on the Lindau portraits, and so I can talk to that, and also his technical usage, his broader practice in terms of painting Pākehā portraits as well. And so I think it can be a very collaborative process. I think it's a longer process. There's a lot of kōrero, but I think the best things come from that sort of kōrero.
100%. And I did want to talk a little bit more about Pākehā artists depicting Māori. Lindau was one of New Zealand's leading painter of Māori in the 19th century in both portraits and in scenes of Māori life. He, alongside other Pākehā artists that have depicted Māori, such as Goldie and Louis John Steele, have been criticised for profiting off of Māori culture and perpetuating myths. Equally, however, these artists are considered deeply important, being widely commissioned by Māori and Pākehā alike for their acknowledgement of the mana of tūpuna. What role do you think artists and works such as these have played in depicting Māori and Māori life during this period?
As you point out, it's really complex, and I think there are both positives and negatives. I think the dying race issue is definitely something that we need to be consider and be conscious of, but I think it sometimes gets in the way of understanding the sitter or the subject's agency, particularly in relation to portraiture, and particularly where if the subject commissioned the portrait from Lindau or Goldie or chose to sit for them, their agency gets totally left behind when you focus on the dying race. And Nahiraka Mason, who was a former curator at curator Māori at the art gallery, drew my attention to an amazing whakatauki, which is Te Karohia Ngā Whetū, or pluck out the stars. And the idea behind that is that Māori have embraced these portraits because they take the best out of them and they leave the things that they're not interested behind. So they focus on the fact that their tūpuna are represented and that they have those for now. But also one of the things about Lindau in particular is he represented tūpuna in a very respectful way. He acknowledges their mana and their rangatiratanga in much the same way as he would for his Pākehā portraits. You know, they were shown in their best clothes with their finest attire, and it was a mana enhancing and enhancing the rangatiratanga. So I think it can be sometimes a distraction in a way of sort of not acknowledging the contribution that these works can make.
What influence do you think Pākehā artists depicting Māori have had on the shape and direction of New Zealand art?
Interestingly, they were kind of ignored by the art world for most of the 20th century,
right,
and sort of seen as history, and not really acknowledged as of any artistic value. But what changed is at the time of the Te Māori exhibition in 1987, Roger Blackley, in consultation with Māori contributors to the exhibition, brought out the Lindau portraits and hung them as if it was a marae. And Māori embraced the portraits, and it's the response of the descendants to the portraits that has really brought them back into discussion. And since that happened in 1987, there's been a complete revision of the way in which we look at Goldie and Lindau, and see that there are different values that you can place on the portraits, and that they can be valued as portraits of tūpuna.
Those were all of the questions that I had today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about the exhibition or curation process or anything?
It's been a really wonderful chance to work back in the historic part of the gallery, which has just reopened. And one of the very special things about it is it's just been renamed the Te Kawau Gallery after Apihai Te Kawau. And the story of Apihai Te Kawau is not as well known as I think it possibly should be in Tamaki Makaurau. He was involved in an allocation of land to Hobson called a tuku whenua of 3,000 acres of the central city. And that's where the CBD is now in 1840. And so the gallery has been renamed, and the gallery that the exhibition is in has been renamed in his honour as the Te Kawau Gallery, and going forward it will be called that. So on last Wednesday we had an amazing karakia for it, and Joe Pihima, who's our head of Kaupapa Māori, it sort of got us all to say, whose house is this? And it was to Carwile's house. And it was a really moving kind of way to really bring alive the portraits and see the space filled with waiata and karanga and kōrero about our history and our history with these portraits and also the portraits themselves.
That was co-curator of Ngā Tōnga Tūturu Treasured Māori Portraits, curator of historical New Zealand art, Dr. Jane Davidson-Ladd, speaking to Sophia. The exhibition is on now at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tāmaki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.